We want to do something today that's a little unusual, but it's not unusual. It's the body of Christ, and we care for each other, and we hurt when one of the members hurt in our body, and that's biblical. But for those of you who don't know, this is Dan Matters, and he is a dear friend to me, but also a really an elder in the church, and someone that has ministered out of the joy of the Lord for years and years. He served in the when I started here as the pastor, he basically said, "What do you need me to do?" And we would go out and do evangelism together, and the Lord blessed that. And then he started serving in the children's ministry, and that was an incredible time. I know he wasn't expecting it to be what it turned out to be, but the Lord used him mightily in that. And one area that Dan really has a gift in is drawing men, and drawing men and getting to the root of what is stirring in men's hearts. And so he's been doing that here and on Tuesday mornings and other mornings in different meetings, and some of the men here today are fruit of Dan's ministry. Today I want to pray for Dan and his family. He's going to share with you what's going on. But this is something that we as the body, we gather together and we care for each other. And so, Dan, I'm going to hand it over to you to share, and then I'm going to invite us to pray for you. So, thank you. I'll stand here.
Well, as most of you know, or at least some of you know, for about 6 years, I've been going through some pretty significant legal battles. And it sounds kind of funny, but two pastors introduced me to two people and asked me to help them. That's just a reality. And these two people or companies that these two pastors introduced me to led me into some very wrong things. And unbeknownst to me, just honestly, unbeknownst to me, I was brought into a situation where I was the front man for some very hurting things for people. And it cost millions of dollars to people, millions. And when it all shook out, lawsuits started flailing. And as a result, I'm going to prison. And I'm not upset about going to prison. That's not what I'm emotional about. God's plans are so much higher than ours. So, anyway, they decided about a month ago, as I appeared before the judge virtually, and he was a very good man. I could tell that he was doing his best. Isn't that something? He was doing his best. And I've had a heart of compassion for the judge. He viewed the facts as well as he could and said that some of my accusers were there. And I don't say this in anything to look glory to me or anyone. I just say God be glorified. Can we just agree on that? And a dear woman that was hurt spoke out of the hurt of her life. Fully understandable. Fully understandable. And then the man that knew me, that joined us on Tuesday mornings for years, who sat on my right hand, and the Holy Spirit told me to lead him to respond and be born of the Spirit. that man was hurt as well, in a large way financially. But he was there online, and he said, I know this man, and it wasn't Dan. That's something. He said, and I'd still be with him on Tuesday mornings if the judge, if the, you know, the legal people said I could. Isn't that beautiful? And I saw, I only go to the past to say glory to God. Can we just agree on that again? It's glory to God. But here's what he said to me since then, and a week from tomorrow, I will appear before the judge. I'm not quite sure how it's going to happen, but somewhere, probably in short order, some have said you're going to probably be going to, you're going to go to Jackson County. You're going to stay there a while. They're going to take you wherever you're going to go. And but that's just God. I can't figure that out. But one thing he said to me, he said, Dan, he said, I'm promoting you. This is a promotion. And my wife said, he's prepared you for a promotion to prison. Isn't that fantastic? You see, I don't know how many men would qualify to be promoted to prison. But he said, I qualified. Isn't that great? I mean it seriously, as crazy as it sounds. He said, yeah, you know, because in the natural right now, in the business world, you have PPP loans, the, you know, payer protection plan. He says, you've got your own PPP. I've been preparing you for your promotion to prison. It takes God to figure that stuff out, doesn't it? So that's how I go, and I'm going to read one scripture, then we'll close. I think one. It comes out of Matthew 26, and the woman showed up with a veil of perfume, a box, and it's all she had. What did she do with it? She poured it out. She held nothing back. She didn't kind of go halfway. Isn't that wonderful that we have the privilege of going all the way with God? The privilege. She poured it all out. She poured out everything in preparation for the pouring out of Jesus himself. She poured out to prepare for the pouring out. That's what we're all called to do. I've poured out everything, and some of you, I don't say it braggadociously, but it's all his. Every part of my being is his. I live like that. There's nothing more I can pour out. But we all get to do that, to pour it out. And you know when Jesus poured it out, you know where it took him, Athol? It said he went and proclaimed to the prisoner. I'm going to get to do that. It said he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. Am I going to get to do that, do you think? Do you think I'm going to be able to do that one by the glory, by the Holy Spirit of God? What a promotion. Jesus was promoted in the pouring out of his life, to be able to preach to the prisoners. Glory to God. I think that's my story, Athol. That's it.
Thank you, Dan. And I You know, I value Dan so much as a friend, and I know many of you do too, and someone that, I look up to, and you've meant a lot to me, and you do mean a lot to me, and you will still mean a lot to me in the years to come. And what the judge says, is it 12 months? 12-month sentence. And so, I want to pray for Dan now, but I'm going to, we'll end the service with that, but I want to invite those of you that like to pray for Dan. He's going to be up front here, and I just want to invite you to come around and circle around him. If you need to leave, you're welcome to after I pray. But I want us to gather around Dan, but even in addition to that, I want us to gather around his family. Yes. And I invite the rest of the Matters family, if you feel like it, to come up front here, because you're going to be going through this as well. You're going to be going through some trials as well, and you need to know that the body of Christ is with you. And we can say, glory to God and what God is going to do, and we praise God for what He's going to do, the lives that are going to be saved, but it's going to be hard. It's not an easy assignment, and it's an assignment on Dan, it's an assignment on Judah, Lydia, Joshua, Luke, and the rest of the family, and we want to pray for you and gather around you, and for Dan's wife, Deb, who's not here this morning. We pray for her as well. So join me. Would you just stand with me in agreement, and we're going to pray together. Lord, we know that our lives are but a vapor in comparison to eternity. And we know, Lord, that you are preparing in us our hearts. You're preparing us for eternity. And that the days that we have here are few. Your word says that they're full of trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's what you said, Jesus. Yep. And so, Lord, I want to pray for Dan. My brother, I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen him, equip him. Lord, the challenges that he is going to face, but also, Lord, the opportunities that he has to share the love of Jesus with those that maybe would never hear. You only know, Lord, the lives that he is going to impact. And so, Lord, we pray for him to be protected, physically protected. Lord, I pray that you'd set angels around him, and that the enemy would know he is protected. But Lord, I pray that you would protect his heart and his mind from discouragement. You'd protect him from loneliness, Lord. Lord, that he would know that you never abandon your children, and that the body of Christ never abandons a brother, a part of the body. And so, Lord, even though in those quiet days you'll be close, we know that, Lord. We thank you for your closeness. So I pray, Lord, for strength. I pray, Lord, for your peace. Yeah. In these last weeks, Lord, I pray that you would just prevent him from hearing the lies of the enemy. Yes. And that he would only hear your words, and only hear your words of encouragement. Lord, I pray that you would give him that Joshua 1:9 promise. Be strong and courageous. And you are with him, Lord. The word says you will never leave him nor forsake him. Yeah. We thank you for that promise, Jesus, that you gave your disciples, that you gave to all of us. And so, Lord, I pray for the Matters family, the extended family. Lord, I pray that in this time of upheaval, this time of challenge, Lord, you would knit them together, but also, Lord, that you would be their covering, their protection, their divine oversight. Yeah. And, Lord, that they would turn to you for every need that they have. And Lord, that we as the body of Christ would step up. Lord, we pray that we would be your hands and feet to this dear family. And we pray your grace and your mercy over them. Bless Dan now, I pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, as we leave this place today, I thank you for encountering us. I thank you, Lord, for meeting us here today. And we ask you, Lord, to bless those that we encounter this week. May we see people differently. May we see resources differently because of your word. And I pray your blessing over every family represented here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So you're welcome to come forward and pray for Dan if you don't have to leave. And just bless you. Thank you, everyone.